Hold on. Wanted to catch this press conference. Listen. Try to get this over here.
Okay. Well, I'm Sergeant Simmons for the department, and I welcome everybody, and I thank you for being here.
Can you guys hear it? Type in the chat if you can hear it.
We want to first start by letting everybody know that this is to bring awareness as to an incident that occurred in our city.
Listen to that, student.
Probably occurring in other cities. And we want the community to know that that the police department in the city of La Jolla is doing everything that they need to do to keep the community safe. That is our main goal here. We do know that we have a large influx of undocumented immigrants coming into the country. And because of that, there's an overwhelming amount of work that is put on the police department and the Border Patrol, who are the ones who are out there and doing our tasks with this job. And we know that they're overwhelmed. I'm not going to speak for them. They'll speak for themselves. But since all of this is connected, it's always good to bring out what is going on here. And I want to start by telling you that on July 26th, during the early afternoon hours, one of our officers was on patrol on Expressway 83 near a restaurant and was weighed down. The officer stopped to make contact with the individual and was advised that there were some people in the restaurant that appeared to be very sick. The officer did not at that point know the extent of what she meant by them being sick, so she made contact and walked into the restaurant and made contact and found a family there. A lady with her teenage daughters and I believe some toddlers were there also. According to the officer, everybody that was in there as part of that group of the family appeared to be ill. She didn't know exactly what they had, but they did appear to have runny nose, they were sneezing, they were coughing. The children had like mucus on their face and different things that alerted the officer that something was wrong. So the officer made contact with the manager, and the manager made a decision that it was better that family would leave because it was making everybody else uneasy. And when the officer found out that they were staying at a hotel adjacent to the restaurant, they produced a paper to the officer and said, "We are here because we crossed the river. But we have proper documentation that allows us to be here. And we're staying in a hotel. And we are sick." The officer asked what was the problem, and they told the officer that they all had the COVID-19. That, of course, alarmed everybody, including the lady they called. The wave down the officer, it alarmed her. So the officer had to take action and try to find out a little bit more about what was happening. The people that were in that restaurant had a form that is called the I-385. It's an alien booking record from the United States Department of Homeland Security. They carry it with them because that shows that they've been processed. According to the information we have, is that once these individuals are processed, they are no longer to be detained by Border Patrol, and they won't be detained by Border Patrol. And that is the reason why these people were there. The only problem is that they were, what they told the officers that they were infected with a COVID-19 virus. And they moved on from there, and we had to get a supervisor involved immediately. A supervisor made it to the scene to verify that this was going on. The supervisor also and one of the officers went to the hotel to verify if it was true that they were staying there at that hotel that's here in the city of La Jolla. And it was verified that they were staying there. And not only that, there was other family units that had the same form, the I-385, the alien booking record, and they were all there. We have an understanding, based on what was told to us, that the hotel in totality has already been rented out, and everybody that lives there or is staying there temporarily has these forms to be there. And from there, they're allowed to move to their destination, wherever that destination may be at. It could be anywhere in our nation. But for now, they're staying in our city. We did not know this. No one told the city of La Jolla, no one told the police department that these people were here. And no one told us that these people were possibly ill. They themselves said it to the police department or the police officers that they were sick and that they were there. And that they were put there by a Catholic charity who was helping.
Keep listening.
Find a place to live. We also have an understanding that they had food inside of the hotel to maintain themselves. But some of them did get out. They did not wear any face covering. We have to understand that it's not mandated that they wear it. But if you're sick, it's recommended that you do. But they were not wearing it. And of course, that's what sparked everybody to get concerned about the situation. From that point on, the police department made contact with the U.S. Border Patrol to find out what the form I-385 was and what it meant for the carrier, the person that was carrying that form. And we were informed, and we have this understanding that that form is so that they can go to their destination. And this form does say that when they reach their destination, wherever it may be in the nation, they have to report to the nearest ICE office within 60 days or face removal. That's what this form is for. So these individuals can be picked up at any time by any family member and taken anywhere in the nation, as far as we know. I'm sure that Border Patrol will probably be better able to answer that and anything dealing with that matter. Once our officers made contact with Border Patrol to verify that these forms were legitimate and what the people that were carrying them could do, they moved on and made contact with the Hidalgo County Health and Human Services to get more information about what we could do.
This is Texas.
Because we knew that this was becoming dangerous, and we know that COVID-19 does spread, and it spreads quickly. And we had these people in our city that were supposedly sick with COVID-19. So we made contact with the Hidalgo County Health and Human Services to verify what we could do about the situation at hand. I do want to say that they did they did reach out to us, and they explained to us that due to not having a shelter at home mandate, there was not a lot they could do. But I wanna say this, and I think this was already due, and I gotta give a lot of credit to Hidalgo County Judge Richard Cortez, because as soon as he was notified about this, he immediately moved on it. And he did do a news release immediately about the situation and what he's doing about it. And he made those calls, and about these nonprofit agencies assisting with these people that are overwhelming Border Patrol. Because you have to understand, some of these places are so full, they don't have nowhere else to put them, so they have to release them. And again, I go back to, they were released, but they were released into our city and no one told us. So the next thing is for us now to continue with what we started, and we are continually staying in contact with Homeland Security, of course, with Border Patrol. We're gonna be staying in touch with the judge, Judge Cortez, to see what the next step is gonna be that we're gonna be taking. And our officers are using the face covering when we're making contact with anybody, because you have to understand that the La Jolla Police Department does assist Border Patrol on a daily basis. Sometimes we find people walking along the expressway at night. People call us through 911 to tell us, I almost ran over some people that are walking along the expressway. We have to get out there, and we have to get these people safely off the expressway to the staging area where Border Patrol begins to process to put them and take them where they need to take them. So we do assist. And our officers need to be protected from that, because we do know that we don't only have people coming in from El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, now we have people from Venezuela and Nicaragua, and we do have an understanding that it's from some of these countries there is a lot of COVID. And our officers need to be protected. The Jolla City Manager has also made a memo out to the police officers and to the police chief that our officers need to protect themselves and city workers because of this incident that occurred. We don't know how long this has happened. We found out only because one concerned citizen decided that she needed to do something because she saw something was not right. And that's what led us to where we're at now. There's a lot of more information out there. But what we're going to do is we're going to continue with our investigation and finding out what's going on. And then we'll continue to let you guys know what is going on with what we're doing. I don't know if there's anybody out there that has any questions. And if we can answer them, we'll answer them.
Yes.
Thanks, sir. Do you know that if they actually tested positive for COVID, did you confirm a positive test for them? And do you have any idea of when they did cross over into the United States?
The information we have from this family in particular, they had been processed just a few days prior to them being encountered by the police. Now, they didn't have any documentation to show that they did test positive for COVID. Mm-hmm. They themselves told the police officer that they were positive for the COVID-19 virus, including all of the family.
And is it your sense that hotel is largely for people who were COVID positive?
The information we have is that everybody that is staying in that hotel is COVID-19 positive. Because it's been
oh my God.
For them.
you all said.
Hasta que sabemos si cuando llegaron al hotel vieron si alguien estaba supervisando o
monitoreando. I don't speak Spanish. So, how you guys doing? My name is. Oh my god! Like today's news story today. Oh my goodness! All these different stories. Today's. I should have called this episode "I Told You So." That's what this episode should be called. But instead, we're just calling it what it is. Hold on. Let's see. He's answering in Spanish, but it should have been called like the "I Told You So" episode, because almost everything that I'm going to talk about for the next hour or two. And again, I know I was going to do it only on the apps, but today is such a big, important news day. I have to talk about it with everyone. Plus, I've got some auto-tune the news. I've got that video that, if you're on TikTok, you already saw it, but, the news today, I tell you, there was a lot that I just laughed at, and I was like, oh my gosh. It can't be, like, you can't make this shit up. You can't. Anyway, our sponsor for this show, of course, is Spartan Armor Systems. If you check them out at SpartanArmorSystems.com and use code YEET, you get 10% off your order. They're an Arizona-based body armor company, as you can see right there. That's one of their body armor packages. This is one of their hats. Actually, that's just a concealable plate. I don't even know where the carrier is. Somewhere. I think it's in a box. Oh, no, it's behind me. There. I'll show you guys later. But yeah, you can visit Spartan Armor Systems at SpartanArmorSystems.com. And if you use code YEET, you get 10% off your order. Do it now. They're awesome sponsors for the show. Let's go back to this press conference just for a second.
We continue to stay in contact since the day that it happened. We have not stopped. Sergeant Villarreal has been in contact with them and has continually been in contact up to the minute that we walked in here. So we will continue.
Do you have a number of individuals or how many individuals are...
Okay, so let's see here. Let's try to... just so everyone understands what's going on, I'll let you know. So on July 26th, yesterday, a La Jolla Police Department officer was waved down by a concerned citizen at the Whataburger located at 450 East 83rd in La Jolla. The citizen explained to the officer that she had observed a family group who were not being observant of proper health guidelines. She stated the family was coughing and sneezing without covering their mouths and were not wearing masks as well. The officer was told by a Whataburger management that they wanted the people to leave the establishment due to their disregard for other people's health. The officer then approached the family and was told by them that they had been apprehended by Border Patrol days prior and were released because they were sick with COVID-19. It was also learned that the family was housed at the Texas Inn Hotel, which is located at 612 East Expressway in La Jolla, by a charity group. Officers made contact with hotel management, who explained that the Catholic Charities, and we've talked about this group before, there's all sorts of weird stuff. Remember Alex Jones? He discovered that they had like an SUV that was packed full of migrant children, and that was all the same Catholic Charities. Really weird. There's been a lot of weird stuff with this Catholic Charities organization down there at the border. Apparently, Catholic Charities had booked all the rooms in the hotel to undocumented immigrants that were detained by Border Patrol. Officers also observed a group of 20 to 30 people staying at the hotel were out and about, the majority of them without face masks. As you just heard from the press conference, they all have COVID, and they're just walking around the hotel doing whatever they want. Again, these are not citizens of the United States. These are people that have been released by Border Patrol. This could be why the Biden administration keeps saying that they don't have a lot of people in custody, because they are simply putting them in hotels without guards, and the people are just walking around by themselves. Now, with all fairness, after the outrage that's transpired in this little town today, as he said, he gave a shout out to the judge. He get all that stuff. The local judge spoke out against all this as well, you know, calling on the governor to lock down, put mask mandates in their community because of the fact that they have who knows how many asylum seekers, undocumented immigrants roaming around their community. Because as the police chief said, they don't even know how long these guys have been there. They don't even know how long, you know, they've been just walking around. They don't know. They have no idea. And so the judge, you know, the judge system works a little bit different. The judge has a lot of power there, but they sent out a press release asking the governor to not lock it down, but do mask mandates. And they also called on the Biden administration to enforce a border and all sorts of other stuff. That press release is out. But I thought it was kind of interesting because the police department had no idea any of this was going on. They also learned that people that were being detained by Border Patrol that showed symptoms of illness or were positive for COVID-19 were being quarantined by the agency, and then later they were given custody by the Catholic Charities to the Rio Grande Valley to be placed in hotels in the McAllen area as well as La Jolla. Apparently there are about 40 hotels around the McAllen-La Jolla area that are housing these illegal immigrants, and maybe many of them now who have COVID. It's insane. Border Patrol informed La Jolla Police Department that on July 25th, they have surpassed 1 million apprehensions in the month of June. Now, I don't know if that's a misprint. I don't know if they're saying that's in total or that is just in the month of June. We've heard about these massive convoys hitting the borders. There's video. Granted, you're not really seeing it unless you actually look for it, because mainstream media is so focused on the insurrection stuff and the riot, whatever you want to call it. They're so focused on that. And now they're focused on COVID and turning all the vaccinated people against the anti-vaccinated people. Do I have some news for you with that one too? Because that was all a load of bullshit. And we're going to talk about that as well. We're not on YouTube because we've been banned until I believe Friday we get unbanned, which is kind of interesting because one of the reasons they banned me, apparently, is literally one of the stories that I put out today, or one of the stories that I'm going to mention on this show, which is funny. Because, well, they banned me saying it was medical misinformation, and now the CDC confirmed it. It just shows how awesome we are as independent journalists that we could break news before CDC releases the information publicly. It's kind of common sense, though, so I don't want to take too much credit, but I kind of knew that it was going to happen. Let's see. The press conference is still going on. Let's hear.
You're not informed that...
Yeah, hold on.
La Jolla, the city of La Jolla was never informed that a hotel in the city was housing these undocumented.
It's insane.
We had no knowledge of that. Furthermore, when they told us that they were COVID positive and that everybody in there was, that caused the concern. And we had to move fast. And that's what was done. Like I said, it reached all the way to our Dallas County Judge, Richard Cortez, and of course he did his release, and I'm sure that this is getting to where it needs to get. By the way,
anyway, but it's pretty interesting. It's pretty interesting that the entire community, and now in La Jolla, I don't know how big of a town it is, but there's 129 people watching this live feed, plus it'll probably be on the local news now because they're covering it. It'll probably be on national news tomorrow or 2 days or 3 days from now, because national news, they don't actually care about anything until they determine whether it's a story. And that's why mainstream media sucks butthole. But you could see from watching, if on the Facebook page of this police department, you could see all the different things. All this will trickle down once more, shutting down the county again. That's what they're saying. We need safety in our community. This should not be happening was another quote. We should have been informed that they were planning to bring them to the hotel was another person. Another person was just goes to show the Catholic churches and our government don't care what diseases they bring in to the American citizens since they're aiding and abetting this invasion was another comment. Here's another one. This is what they have caused, putting our lives at risk. I had COVID last year and it's no joke. I knew Biden was going to end up effing everything up was one of their other comments. Someone else said, well, I can't say anything because we will be deemed racist, which is very true. But those are all comments that are right now on that Facebook page from people that live in this community, which is insane. It's insane. I don't know if there's anything else worth listening here.
So beyond the COVID issues that you had here, what's the experience been like here?
Well, there has been a change because of the surge.
Here, listen.
It's just the numbers are staggering. We know that Border Patrol does the best they can You know, if you really look at it, probably more than half of them are processing people instead of trying to catch the bad guys. And that in turn makes the police department, which is, this is the city we work for, and the police force has officers that are off duty working overtime under federal and state grants to assist Border Patrol. And that has brought a change as far as what we do. And we just try to make a difference. We know they need the help, and we're out there to help them. We're trying to curb that. It's just too much. So,
I mean, this is insane that little, you know, that the police departments even have to deal with this. This is a border crisis, right? This is something that's going on at the border. The federal government should do it. And this isn't the only border story we have today. I'm going to move on from this story and we'll cover it later. We're going to write an article. I just asked April to write an article when she gets her computer all set. But today, Governor Abbott ordered the Texas National Guard to assist in arrest related to the border crisis because they need help. The Governor Abbott today sent a letter to Major General Tracy Norris, the adjunct general of the Texas National Guard, ordering guardsmen to assist the Texas Department of Public Safety with arresting individuals for state charges related to the border crisis. During the governor's border security summit in Del Rio last month, the governor announced that individuals who commit criminal trespass or other state offenses will be subject to arrest and confinement. This order builds on the government's disaster declaration that directs DPS to enforce all federal and state criminal laws, and including for criminal trespassing, smuggling, and human trafficking. Abbott's letter to Norris states he has issued multiple proclamations citing Texas law and that the surge of individuals unlawfully crossing the Texas-Mexico border pose an ongoing and imminent threat to the disaster for certain counties and agencies in Texas. The town of LaJoy is a perfect example of this. To respond to this disaster and secure the rules of law at our southern border, more manpower is needed. In addition to the troopers from DPS and the soldiers from the Texas National Guard, he's already deployed there, and DPS needs help in arresting those who are violating state law. The letter states that under Texas law, the governor has full control and authority of all matters relating to Texas military forces. As commander-in-chief, the governor can call forth the militia to execute the laws of the state, as well as call on state military forces to enforce state law and to assist civilian authorities in guarding for or conveying prisoners. By virtue of the power and authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the state of Texas, he hereby ordered that all Texas National Guard assist DPS in enforcing Texas law by arresting lawbreakers at the border. Insane what's going on. And it, I mean, if you're not watching these shows, you don't even know. For some reason, Fox News, who had been covering the border, in all fairness to them, they probably spend a small amount of time on their one platform talking about it, but they've actually moved a lot of the border stuff that they were covering. They moved that all to their apps and in the paying members, because I guess the mainstream people that consume it on television don't want to hear about it, because they're more focused on the leftist agenda. I don't know. It's very perplexing to me. And there's just so much that's going on. What's this, too? DHS continues to release busloads of migrants at overcrowded shelter, prompting urgent calls for pause. This was a news story today. Has to do with the Catholic Charities as well. This comes from BorderReport.com. Local leaders say that migrant situation got out of control in a scary way on Monday when the humanitarian respite center went over capacity and began turning people away in the border town of McAllen, Texas, just as the region saw a massive spike in coronavirus cases. That prompted Hilgado County judge to ask the Department of Homeland Security officials to stop releasing migrants, and a local congressman reached out to DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to ask him to put a pause onto family releases. Meanwhile, we already talked about the governor deputizing National Guard to allow them to arrest people that are committing crimes. Apparently, again, here's the Catholic Charities where they come back in. Sister Norma Pimentel, executive director for the Catholic Charities of the Rio Grande Valley, which runs the respite center, told Border Report on Tuesday that her organization had rallied by getting additional hotels to take in and help isolate migrants infected with COVID-19, saying, "Thank God we have other locations and churches set up. We can help," she said. That backfired Monday, however, when a local group, when a hotel that agreed to house migrants in the town of La Joya reportedly did not contain them inside their homes. That's what we talked about. Now, and here's the funny part. So the Catholic Charities have corrected that issue at the hotel by hiring a security guard to keep the migrants inside the hotel and not allow them to leave anymore. Since the first migrant influx, it's really weird for a Catholic charity to be doing, I'll be honest. And I wonder how much the government's paying. Oh, wait, isn't it like $300 a head for those rooms? So if you have a family of four that are crossing and sharing a room, the Catholic charity, I believe, or at least these organizations are getting $300 a head, or is it $600? I don't remember. I don't really care. I think it's stupid. Since the first migrant influx in May of 2014, in McAllen, when a few keen-eyed locals noticed disheveled and disoriented migrants wandering the downtown streets near the bus station after they were dropped off by U.S. Border Patrol agents, the city has managed the fluctuating numbers by relying on nonprofits like Catholic Charities. However, McAllen City Manager Roel Roy Rodriguez on Tuesday characterized the evolving situation in Texas as dire, saying, "I think we're at our worst right now," he told Border Report at his office in City Hall. "They are literally at capacity, and for the first time since I can recall, I think ever, they actually turned some people away, which basically brings the issue that we've been trying to avoid now from the beginning, and that is to have immigrants on the streets, sleeping on sidewalks, and so on." Pimentel on Monday afternoon asked Border Patrol not to send any more migrants, but the buses kept on coming. She said that a few of the churches stepped up and volunteered to house the overflow of uninfected migrants. One church took in 300 people. The Salvation took in 100 more, but it wasn't enough. The buses continued to come. Rodriguez said about 24 migrants slept on downtown streets overnight as they waited to catch buses to points further into the United States. See how I did that? Further, just so you know, make it pop. The COVID-19 infection rate for the released migrants is over 10% in McAllen, making the situation more difficult. The city of Laredo has sued DHS to stop the transfer of migrants from the Rio Grande Valley to that South Texas city because the city's mayor said he believes they're bringing coronavirus, which is true. On Tuesday, Hilgado County Judge Richard Cortez called on the federal government to stop releasing migrants into the area, which is suffering a staggering rise in local coronavirus rates. Cortez also called on Abbott to allow him to re-implement coronavirus prevention protocols, such as a mask mandate, saying ill-conceived policies by both the federal and state governments are beginning to have serious consequences on Hilgado County. He calls on federal immigration officials to stop releasing infected migrants into our community, and I am further calling on Governor Abbott to return Hilgado County to the safety, or the return Hilgado County the safety tools he took away that would help us slow the spread of this disease, i.e. mask mandates and stuff. Now, U.S. Rep. Henry Kuhler, I probably butchered his last name, who's a Democrat who represents the region, and he's also the vice chairman of the Homeland Security House Appropriations Committee, told Border Report on Tuesday that he spoke with Cortez and he echoed the concerns. He said he was putting a call into Mayorkas to ask DHS to put a pause on releasing more migrants into the local community. "The administration needs to put a pause on this," he said. "They need to listen to the men and women in green and blue and prioritize border communities." This is your job. This is your Democrats. This is your fault. This is your fault. Your leader in chief, the head of the Democratic Party right now, the president of the United States, Joe, forget who he is, Biden, is literally the one that is pushing all this in place. He took all the Trump protections for our border and vetoed them out. And when he vetoed out all or canceled out all these executive orders that President Trump set in place and all the laws that he set in place, people don't realize that Donald Trump is as brash as the guy as he was. He literally was following through with the things he said, like putting up a wall and practicing the stay at home, you know, asylum thing where you stay in your state while you seek asylum. Biden actually canceled that, which caused this rush of migrants to the southern border. But let's not pretend. There's a better way for me to talk about one of the other news stories that we've been talking about. And I hope you guys enjoy this because it's funny to me. Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you a story about the border and a crisis. Even though the White House says we don't have a crisis, we do. All right.
Can you guess how many migrants we've let out of jail without court dates? I know, you're like, we let migrants out of jail without court dates. That seems kind of counterproductive. Well, guess what? We do. And we've let out 50,000 of them since March. 50,000? 50,000! Of those 50,000, how many do you think have shown up to check in with ICE within the 60-day grace period? 6,700! But wait, Steve, what does that mean for the other 43,300? Well, I'm gonna tell you, they're missing. Of those 43,300, 16,000 have not showed up and passed their 60-day reporting window that they were given when they were released. And another roughly 27,000 people have not checked in but are still within that window. Crazy. But wait, there's more. I like doing when I'm doing the auto-tune. Anyway, do you know how many people were caught in a single week at one single border crossing in the Rio Grande Valley? 20,000. 20,000, yeah! It's true. Do you know how many people crossed since March? 1,000,000! Don't worry, the White House still doesn't admit we have a crisis, and they blame it all on Donald Trump, although he hasn't been president for 6 months. It's true. All right, that's it. Fun.
You guys like that? I thought it was fun, and I think I'm going to do that more often, even though it's kind of goofy, but it's probably pretty good promotion, and I'm just going to put like the auto-tune in the news and just be goofy like that, and I'll put it on TikTok or something, and obviously I'll play them during the actual show, but I had fun doing that. That was, and it's actually telling the news. Because that was a news story that Axios learned today, that since March, the federal government, the Biden, let's not even say the federal government, let's say the Biden administration, because that's what they did with everything bad about Trump, right? Every single negative story with Trump, they always just said, it's always the Trump administration, the Trump team, Trump this. So let's just say the Biden administration has released 50,000 undocumented immigrants onto the streets in the United States without a court date. There's just within the first 60 days, they're supposed to go to an ICE building and check in and get their court date. Well, the problem with that is since March, they've released 50,000 people and only 6,700 people actually checked in. Only 6,700. So now, there's 27,000 people that are still within that 60-day mark but haven't checked in, and the Border Patrol has no idea where they are. 16,000 undocumented immigrants came in through the border, got caught, went to jail, got out of jail without having to pay anything, and then weren't given a court date and just said, here's America, go enjoy yourselves. And we wonder why we have a pandemic going on in the United States. But they want to focus on the unvaccinated, right? That's what they're always focused on, the unvaccinated. Oh, gosh. Well, we're not there yet. We're not gonna talk about the unvaccinated thing. That press conference is still going on in LaJoya, but I'm going to exit out of that. Here's, I don't even know what store do I go to now? I have no idea. There's so many weird stories that are taking place, and I'm going to save the best for the last, the new CDC guidance and what they accidentally let slip in that CDC guidance. Just fair warning, anyone that's watching this show that got a vaccination, I told you. Well, I'll be honest, this is nuts. The whole thing is nuts. But one of the things that I wanted to talk about real quick, too, I got to get this all set up so it shows up properly. Let's go over here. All right. So you guys probably can't really see this, but this is from a Twitter account that I can't read. Henry Dunn. Now, you may recognize that name if you watch today's broadcast, because that was one of the police officers that testified
in, you know, because he was called the N-word repeatedly by a bunch of Trump supporters, although it was not captured on video whatsoever. I mean, we watched hours of videos, hundreds of hours of videos I've watched. Ford Fisher, who was there that day, also went public and said, listen, I was there the whole day and I didn't hear anybody using any racist terminology. And Ford Fisher is kind of, he's on the right, but he's kind of on the left too in some of his things. But he also went on the record and said he didn't hear it. In hundreds and hundreds of hours that I watched, I didn't hear anyone's dropping the N-bomb. But apparently, this one police officer said that a woman, which is weird because the other police officer said there were only two women present at the entire Capitol riots that he saw. True story, I know. But if you look at some of this stuff, it turns out that Mr. Henry Dunn, the decorated police officer that was there that day at the Capitol, does not like President Trump. In fact, can you see that tattoo? I can't blow it up right here. You see that tattooed? Does anyone see what that says underneath the weird looking eye thing? Remember the eye? It's really weird, right? Because that's the same one that the writer, what's his name? John Sullivan has on his hand. Kind of weird, right? But what's that say? Can anyone see that? It says, good trouble. Good trouble. Where have we heard that before? And you may see down below, it says racism is so American that when you call it out, you are protesting or protecting America. Or when you I can't read the other half, but it says racist, blah, blah, blah. And then he's got the hashtag to the squad. Do you know what the squad is? He's got all sorts of things about Biden being his president, anti-Trump stuff all over his social media profiles. The guy went and testified in front of the national stage and didn't even think to erase his social media where you can, his social media discredits every single thing he said today. Every single thing. He's got good trouble written on his arm. He's got posts and tweets about the differences between what happened on January 6th and the BLM protests. This guy is literally, they couldn't have picked a better person for people to disprove within hours. Within hours. He's got, you know, this thing up. It said American slavery, you know, segregation, and then this just showing that this is a country of slavery. This is a police officer. Here's a better question, and I wish I was on that the January 6th commission, because I would have asked some of these people, how the hell did you get your job there? You know, there was someone that was named as the shooter of Ashley Babbitt, except he wasn't the shooter. He was a Capitol Police lieutenant, but he wasn't the shooter. But this guy was also a radical. And I'll say his name, David Bailey. He's a Capitol Police officer that had anti-Trump shit all over his social media profiles. Like extreme anti-Trump stuff. And he's not the one that shot Ashley Babbitt, but he's a Capitol Police officer. We've seen them going after everybody all the time, right? For what's on social media, but apparently people are just allowed to do it. This guy testified today. Henry Dunn, that a woman in red, you know, asked him who he voted for, and he proudly said, Biden. I voted for Biden. Like, you would say that at a MAGA thing anyway, even if that was true. But the whole story was made up, and I'm challenging anyone, find that video. There's 14,000 hours of video that hasn't been released, according to everybody, mainstream media. They're suing to try to get access to it, because they're not going to release it because that paints a different picture. Here's a better one. He was He was a Metro Police officer, not Capitol Police. He had a body cam. Where's the body cam footage? Where's the body cam footage? Do you know what I'm saying? Or maybe he was a Capitol Police officer. I don't know. But maybe he had a body cam. All the other officers had body cams. They were showing all that video today. Again, they weren't showing the videos. They're saying, well, how can you say it was a tour? Well, there was a door that was open, and they walked through in line police officers, and there's a whole squad of riot police that were standing out there, and they literally were letting them into the building. I showed that video today. Anyone that wants to pretend, and again, I'm not apologizing, or I'm not making excuses for the people that actually committed crimes on January 6th, because people did. You know, people assaulted police, and that should never happen. But we should also be very direct and hold people accountable when they lie to the American public. And these four officers, at some point today, every single one of them lied. And they were all sworn in under oath. So what I want to do, but it doesn't matter because no one's going to be held accountable. This guy, if it was proven that that interaction with the female wearing a red MAGA sweatshirt, who's, you know, called him the N-word, and then the crowd started chanting the N-word at him, you don't think that someone, that video would have been found by now? That video would be everywhere. Because it literally proves the white supremacist theory that everybody says, right? Can you not think if a crowd was chanting the N-word at a black police officer at the Capitol riots, that video would not be everywhere? We'd watch it on the morning news. We'd watch it everywhere. We're just forced to believe that that's what really happened, even though common sense tells you he made it up. And then especially when you look at his social media profile and you realize, holy shit, this guy's a faithful follower of the squad. You know, say, you know, in 2019, saying Barack Obama is his president. Like, all this stuff going on. It's just, it's insane. And then the dude's got it tattooed on him. Good trouble. Good trouble. He said he did it as an, something to John Lewis. Do you not understand what good trouble means in the context of 2020? Good trouble is what everyone said while BLM was tearing up and burning down communities and killing 29 innocent people, injuring thousands of other people, and causing billions and billions and billions of dollars worth of damage. But hey, it's a cool tattoo, right? Not really. It's a shitty job on the tattoo, by the way. But my goodness. My goodness. Hold on, I'm just changing my title back. That's why I need a producer. I don't need to do it while I'm live, but whatever. But insane though, right? Like, you would have think that all his handlers, like Nadler, would walk up to him and be like, hey man, you're going to delete your social media before you testify. Adam Schiff, Shifty Schiff, would walk up and, you know, do his sideways vision. Or maybe Adam Kinzinger. You see his performance today? Saying that he's a Republican? No, sir, you're not. If you were a Republican, you would be trying to get to the truth. And I'm not saying that any of those police officers were not impacted by this. Yes, they were, and the crimes were committed. I'm not saying that crimes weren't committed, but I expect the truth, especially from police officers. So when police officers go up to give testimony, I expect the truth. That one officer, whatever his name is, what is his name? Harry Dunn? He lied several times because he also said in 13 years of being a DC police officer, he's never seen a police officer assaulted. What? A DC police officer, the city that has the highest crime rates in the United States before 2020, when all hell broke loose nationwide. He gave testimony of that. And then he did walk it back and say, well, earlier I said I didn't see any. Officer injuries. I mean, I have on YouTube. I just wanted to clarify that. Again, he doubled down on the fact that he said he never saw an officer injured. If any officers are watching from Metro PD, that guy is not your friend. That guy is a liar. And he just made to everybody else, the staunch supporters of police like I am. I'm a staunch supporter of police. Always give them the benefit of the doubt. They just lost a rung with me today. Because that is wrong. You can get up and tell the truth and say you were assaulted and it was one of the craziest things you ever saw and blah, blah, blah. And there's fighting going on and it was intense and crazy and violent and you have PTSD. That's fine. Don't fucking lie. Because it discredits everything else. That guy lied. And I will always believe he lies until the body cam is released that shows a woman in a red MAGA sweatshirt calling him the N-word. And then the entire crowd of 20 plus patriots, MAGA supporters with Trump flags, all started yelling that back at him. Until that video is out, that cop is a liar and his whole testimony today needs to be scrutinized and gone after. Because he lied under oath. Every single one of those officers made a conscious decision today to come up and speak under oath. So every single thing they said should be investigated to the T. If they forgot to mention or they said they didn't tie their shoes in order, then you hold them accountable for their lies. Isn't that what BLM has been marching about for the past year, holding police accountable? Well, now, hey, we're on the same page. I want those officers held accountable. The ones today that lied. The ones that start when I was standing out on Constitution and we're monitoring all these people, and I know they had guns on them. I mean, I didn't see the guns, but I know they have guns. I saw prints on, the prints, you know, that outline that it leaves with a gun. And then he answers again, well, I didn't see the prints because maybe the guns were in their backpack, but I know they were armed. And then the very same guy goes and says, you know, the whole time it was white middle-aged men, white men. And then he says, matter of factly, I only saw two women and two Asian male, he said. That's it. He said there were no black people there. He said no Spanish people there. Nobody else except two Asian people, a shit ton of middle-aged white men, and two women. And one of those women, it should be pretty hard to, or pretty easy to find, right? Because one of those two women that he's the only one that saw them, apparently, were the ones who threatened this guy, because apparently there were only two women there. Like, you understand the testimony. And this is why they didn't want Republicans there, because a Republican would have torn apart that. Anybody with common sense that wasn't doing it for theater would have been like, whoa, 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 whoa. You said there were only two women at that whole thing? That's weird, because we had like seven arrested already and charged with being inside the Capitol. So how is there two women at the whole thing, but we have seven arrested? Oh, you said there were no Spanish people. What about Cash Kelly? He's in jail. He's not a white dude. He doesn't even look like a white dude. What about the rest of them that are in jail? And again, there's people in jail currently. Oh, God. Do you understand just how stupid today was? And I was biting my tongue because I didn't want to say it. And then I saw this tattoo with the Good Trouble in the squad. Like, this guy, they're so brash now. They don't even hide it anymore. Do you know that? They don't even hide it. This guy didn't even delete it. At least with David Bailey, he deleted all his shit when he got incorrectly identified as the Ashley Babbitt shooter. He deleted all his social media profiles where he's challenging Proud Boys, saying, come at me, bro, on his social media, and anti-Trump this and anti-Trump supported this. This is a guy, a lieutenant with the Capitol Police that was supposed to be protecting the president, and then he's got anti-Trump rhetoric all over his social media profiles. It's insane. And now this guy is the same way. If he's a Capitol Police officer, he's working in the Capitol with Good Trouble tattooed on him. What happened to fucking background checks? Because to me, Good Trouble written on you is the same as a swastika, to be honest, because people died with that Good Trouble thing, with that motto. And yes, it did start off as a civil rights movement until what happened last year. Remember in Brooklyn Center, the dumbass politician, the old lady Waters or whatever the hell her name is. She went into Brooklyn Center. She said Good Trouble after they were attacking police officers for 3 days. You know what I would love to see right now? I would love to see police officers come out and say, yes, we understand that what happened at the Capitol was wrong. Okay, what happened? I'm not making apologies for any of that. I hope everyone that went into the Capitol and broke a law by climbing through a window, you know, especially the guy who smeared the shit, anybody who went in there, fought with police, I hope you all spend the maximum in jail. That's how I feel, because you ruined it for the rest of us. You ruined the Republican Party. You ruined what could have happened with the election and having some credence into all what Donald Trump said for months and months, which seems to be coming true now. But that's what the whole election challenge was for. And all those idiots that went into the Capitol, you ruined it for us. But let's not, those idiots that did all that, they don't deserve to be locked down 24/7. They deserve to have due process. They deserve to be given bail. Just like murderers that are being released on the street, or people caught with guns that get released with no bail and then go and kill someone. But you have people, Cash Kelly is sitting in jail right now on misdemeanor charges. Granted, he wouldn't get out because he's got something else going on, but he's sitting in solitary confinement. At least, you know, free that guy. He's charged with misdemeanor charges for taking a picture inside the Capitol. He's not even charged with violence. Cash Kelly is literally sitting in DC jails now, charged for over 3 months in solitary confinement because of misdemeanor charges. Other people are in jail because of misdemeanor charges. Some of them, if we get 8, 9, 10 months, they're going to do more time than what they even could get based on the statute. That's what's the crazy part. They talk about how all these cops are showing their badges, right? And those are the people that were armed. When they were bringing the attention, because that's the one thing they can't prove. The only person that was actually at the Capitol that had a firearm was an Antifa scumbag from Michigan that was released, a trans dude that was released after claiming the gun that was in the bag as his, hers, whatever pronoun you want to use. The DC Metro Police Department let her go after 3 or 4 days. She admitted to having the gun in her backpack. Said she was at the Capitol, said she was maced by patriots when they figured out that they were Antifa, and they were pulled over by Metro PD in a vehicle where they found that magazine, or where they found the gun with an extended mag too. That's the only gun that was on Capitol property. Nobody else except cops. You got the DEA agent that had the gun on him, and he's getting railroaded now. You've got, I mean, where's it? What about all the FBI agents? That DE agent was with his brother. An FBI agent was with in a group with five other federal agents. Do you know? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. I just want the truth. I just want the truth. And here's the thing, Nancy Pelosi, you ruined it, as you always do. Look who's on that. Raskin, part of Donald Trump's impeachment shams. Bull's time. Schiff. The main person in all the impeachment trials, Adam Kinzinger. I don't even know, I'll be honest, didn't even know who he was until today. And I saw everything I need. The guy said, oh, God. Oh, man. It's so. And then he's laughing the next second. Oh, cameras are back on me. Oh, come on, dude. Come on, man. And maybe it's me. You know, maybe I take offense when people cry when they have emotions like that. This guy's a lieutenant in the National Guard, apparently. He's done tours overseas, right? I don't understand. Oh, God, I should move on from the Capitol, shouldn't I? I've been on this for too long. But it's wrong, man. It's so wrong. Someone said I'm going to get canceled for telling the truth. Someone said he didn't cry. He pretended to cry. Well, maybe. Who cares? It was still a shitty performance. And then now there's video of him laughing. And then start crying right away. Like, it's such a sham. This was theater. And you know what they're doing all over social media now? They're just posting all these clips. Listen to this powerful testimony from the police officer. Okay, fine. Play the powerful testimony from the police officer and then also, you know, put a screenshot of his tattoo up where it says good trouble, which is the good trouble is what they say. They said in all the BLM riots last year, making excuses for it. Didn't Kamala Harris also say that before? It's good trouble. It's good trouble with her stupid laugh. Someone said it's going to get worse. You're damn right it's going to get worse. I have no doubt in my mind it's going to get worse. But what can you do? The only thing we could do is just keep reporting the damn news like I always say. And I'm not done, by the way. I've got a shit ton of other news stories, but I do want to take a second and tell you, if you guys like this show, okay, this is super important to me. It's super important to what we're trying to do. We're not going to go back to being monetized. I don't want you guys to send Facebook stars unless that's the only way you could do it or you got the free stars. When we do go back on YouTube on Friday, we will not be accepting super chats anymore because I don't want big tech to profit off of my show. If they're going to ban me for medical misinformation, which I'm going to prove is true in a minute per the CDC, I'm not going to support them. So you guys can visit citizenstringer.com/support and contribute directly to me. Whether it's $5, $10, $100, or $5,000, you could do it all right through there. All the different links to be able to support it are on that page. You can find Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, Zelle even, all the different ways to pay, or you could just do a credit card right there. Don't mail a check to that address because then I have to go to Florida and get it. I could forward the check, but yeah, you know what I'm saying? But support us. Or better off, sign up for our streaming channel, ptnn.tv, where you can watch this live. There's a chat, unmoderated chat in there full of good people. You can watch all of our on-demand content. Plus, there's going to be other videos and stuff on there in the future. All right, you guys ready for the next story? Tell you, you may think it doesn't get any crazier. I've played it early. Listen.
That's under consideration right now, but if you're not vaccinated, you're not nearly as smart as I thought you were.
Are you concerned that this...
So that's the president today saying if you're not vaccinated, you're not as smart as he thought you were. Hold on, let me just skip to the next one to get this off. Oh, God, I should have played this one first. I'm out of order, but whatever. The president today, actually, you know what? Skip that. We'll come back. This is what happened. Right after the January 6th commission ended today, you had a group of Republicans, including Green, Gohmert, Gates, and a bunch of others that were out there in front of the Department of Justice holding a press conference. Now, you'll hear, anyone who watched my live feed today, you remember seeing it live, right? The press conference, you won't see it in this video, but this was a little bit about why the Republicans were out there. And obviously, you're going to be able to hear there's counter-protesters and whistles and all that stuff. But listen just for a second.
Right, what the media will tell you, everyone here today condemned the lawlessness of January 6th, while also defending the constitutional rights of those who were here peacefully and lawfully protesting. So we're here today demanding answers to serious questions that the Department of Justice has ignored over these past several months, despite repeated inquiries from my colleagues and other members of Congress.
Insane. Insane. Because, and it got worse after that. They actually ended the press conference before they were done because more and more counter-protesters showed up. And then the counter-protesters literally chased U.S. Congress people down the street until they got into evacuation vehicles, their own vehicles that were parked sideways on the roads to try to get them out of that area. And watch the video. That all happened. Mainstream media is not going to talk about it. You know why? Because they are Republicans. They are the frowned upon Republicans. They are not the rhinos. That was Green and Gates and all the other ones, Gohmert and all the people that are actually standing up for what's right in America. Whether or not you agree with it, it's still the principled right thing to do. And that's what they're doing. They're trying to get access to the 14,000 hours of videotape that the government is refusing to release. Why would the government refuse to release videotape? Now, they're saying it's all done under secrecy because it's going to show special stuff about the Capitol. It's all national security, and that the Capitol Police are not required by law to furnish that information to the public. You're literally building cases, and the prosecutors are telling the judges that they don't have the authorization to show the evidence that they're holding people for. The evidence. So they say, oh, well, we have a video showing him doing this. And the judge says, well, I want to see that video. And they say, well, you can't see that video because we have to get permission to show you that video. That is literally what's going on right now with these people that are being charged in January 6th. It's insane. But now you heard, we're going to switch over to COVID now. Okay. Now this is going to be entertaining. Oh my goodness. Because there's so much that happened today with COVID. Las Vegas, Nevada locked everything down. Las Vegas, Nevada. I mean, people are texting and calling me during the show, and those are viewers. Don't do that. Ticks me off, and it's very distracting. But my kids are somewhere else, so I'm trying to. Shit, we forgot to call our kids today. I think my wife talked to them. I forgot. Anyway, so Joe Biden says if you don't get the vaccination, you're not that smart of a person. Well, that's kind of weird, you know. But first, I'm going to talk about the NFL, right? Because this is a weird story. You may have seen it here. NFL players are now going to face a fine for $14,000 for violating the NFL's COVID protocols. The National Football League will fine any unvaccinated players $14,650 if they violate COVID-19 preventable health measures, according to training camp and preseason protocol documents. Some of the violations that could warrant a hefty fine include gathering outside a club facility or traveling in groups of more than three players, engaging in in-person meetings, practices, and/or training outside of club facilities with other players, and attending indoor nightclubs or bars without PPE if there are more than 10 people present. The league clarified that a bar does not include an establishment that offers food service in which a player attends primarily for food service, even if the establishment includes full-service bar. So now NFL players have to wear PPE while going to a nightclub if they're unvaccinated. If you're vaccinated, you're fine. Don't worry about it. That's going to change in the next day or two, guaranteed. Unvaccinated players can also get fined for gathering inside a home with more than 15 people and social distancing is not possible, or for attending an indoor music or entertainment event. They can also be fined if they're not wearing PPE, socially distancing, or refusing to wear a proximity recording tracking device. Yeah. Players are required to wear a tracking device during practice, at clubs, or while traveling with the team in order to determine close contact exposure, according to the NFL. Like, dude, what? So now these NFL players, in addition to being essentially forced to get vaccinated, you have to wear a tracking device where they can track your position all the time. The league also noted that heftier fines of $50,000 can be imposed on any unvaccinated players who refuse to submit to a COVID test, or at any number of players or members of the club's tiered staff gather at any time when the club is shut down amid the pandemic. So players, if they say, I don't want to get tested, you tested me yesterday, I don't want to get a Q-tip shoved up my nose, they could get fined $50,000. Dude, the America we know and love is done, boys and girls. We're on a pause. I'm not going to say we're done, but we're definitely on a pause because this shit is crazy. Everything that's going on right now in this country is batshit crazy. Okay? Like, someone said, don't y'all see what's going on? Oh, yeah, we see it loud and clear, partner. Here's another one. Oh, wait. Okay, I can't play it yet. You guys ready for the next one? I got a special for you.
I got the vaccine. You got the vaccine. They got the vaccine. We got the vaccine. We can get back to normal. Let me inform you. Let's all get the vaccine. It's about community immunity. I'm talking unity for you and me. If Doc says it's good, trust me, it's good. Now let's all get the vaccine.
I just saw that video. It came out in February, but it just came out. But let's listen. There's probably another 30 seconds. I'm gonna make you guys listen to it because I did. It was funny. And then especially listen to the words and then my next story. Listen to the words and then my next story.
All right. There is none higher. DMC. I will inspire. Time for us to trust and not debate. The vaccine, believe it's safe to take. 9 out of 10 people won't get sick. That's 90% effective and legit. This COVID thing is real, and it will find you. It's killing our people, let me remind you. Back in the days, there was polio, smallpox. Back in the days, measles and mumps, man. Back in the days, but because of the vaccines, none of those saved. Vaccines, they work to trigger immunity. 2 shots, we got antibody security. We gotta act now, no need to wait. Get your vaccine before it's too late, for real.
Do you know I'm laughing? Because it's not true. Not true. You know what the CDC has said today? Oh my God. When they put out now that any community that's in elevated risk of vaccinations, now all those communities based on CDC guidance, which is 80% of counties in the United States are required by the CDC. They're urging that the towns require them to wear mask mandates. Las Vegas was one of the first ones where they said, okay, everyone has to wear masks again, because this is funny, because NBC News, citing unnamed officials aware of the decision to issue these vaccination or these mask mandates. You guys ready? This is so good. It's literally what I got banned off of YouTube for saying, but now it's backed by the CDC. They said it comes after new data suggests that vaccinated individuals could have higher levels of the virus and infect others amid the surge of cases driven by the Delta variant in the coronavirus. So guess what? If you got vaccination, you can't blame unvaccinated people anymore, because the CDC just said that you have a higher level of COVID already in you because of the vaccination, and you are the one that is contagious, just like the unvaccinated people that you keep yelling at all the time. Isn't that funny? Isn't that funny? Isn't it? It really is. It's quite amusing. When I saw that rap video, I'm like, oh my God, I do it. But the oh my God, I'm trying to find the actual other article here. Where is it? So I could read the actual quote from Dr. something, whatever her name is. I think I tweeted it out. Yeah. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said in a recent studies have shown that those vaccinated individuals who do become infected with COVID have just as much viral load as the unvaccinated, making it possible for them to spread the virus to others. Based on that finding, Walensky said CDC is also recommending that all school children wear masks in the fall, because it turns out that not only do I get guaranteed... Based on CDC guidance, the vaccine helps you not get as sick when you catch COVID. It doesn't stop you from catching COVID. And in fact, it makes you a spreader of COVID. Like, what the fuck? And I mean that. And I'm not trying to, it's literally what we've been saying. It's what we've been saying. Right? Like, I seriously got banned 2 days ago or like 5 days ago from YouTube for literally saying, I wish everyone would get vaccinated so we could see it doesn't really work. Like they're saying, guess what? 5 days later, they're saying that if you're vaccinated, you are a spreader. You have just as much viral load as the unvaccinated person because of all that little shit that you got injected in you. Oh my goodness, man. Oh my goodness. You can't make this up. And it's going. You'll hear it tomorrow. You'll hear it tomorrow. And matter of fact, I'll just tweet this again. I'll tweet it. So it's on my Twitter right now. So if you go to my Twitter, you'll see this NBC News screenshot. I just tweeted the image. I didn't even tweet anything else because that image is all you need to see. It's just, someone said, that means there's something else in the jab they want us to have. Yeah, why would they be saying, hey, go get the vaccination? Because that's why everyone says, remember, for the past like 5 days, you know, for the past week, everyone was like, oh, it's because of the vaccination. It's because, you know, it's because of the unvaccinated. It's the unvaccinated. You have the Alabama. Oh, my God. I wish I could interview her right now because you have the Alabama governor, remember, saying we need to hold unvaccinated responsible. They're the ones who did that. Now the CDC comes out with reporting that says if you got the jab, you have a higher level of the virus when you do catch the virus and you spread it all over the place. My goodness. Isn't it amazing what science does when you actually give it time and you research things? Maybe this is why we shouldn't rush into releasing vaccinations that we don't know anything about. It could have a really high efficacy, right, in keeping you alive. But the problem is you're infecting everybody else. So what happens? So now does everyone need to get vaccinated so we're equally spreading it amongst each other? being vaccinated apparently it increases your chance of surviving COVID, right? The 0.00001% that you would have of being dying from COVID. Having the vaccination makes that like 0.00001%, right? So maybe now with the vaccination, if everyone has it, then we just walk around as zombies all day, be like, meh, vaccinated, give it to everybody else. You think that was a big plan? I mean, what the hell? What the hell? It's so crazy, dude. Isn't it? Like, isn't that the crazy? I know. Someone just said they'll figure out a way to blame it on Trump. Well, Trump was the one who rushed this in. Trump was the one who pushed this vaccine to finish it in 9 months. We didn't have enough time to figure out it wasn't going to do anything. I can't wait till Don Lemon gets on tomorrow. Oh, man, I should have watched that today to see, because Don Lemon actually played this.
I got the vaccine. You got the vaccine. They got the vaccine. We got the vaccine.
That's he played.
Well,
this is what, hold on. So this is what Don Lemon said. I also put this on TikTok this morning, just this clip. In this clip, it's got like 5,000, and I have no followers on TikTok. So for this to go like semi-viral with all the conversation, it's pretty funny. I like TikTok. It's funny. I spent so much time on it, I figured I'd put some videos. But listen.
I don't know. I'm sure a lot of people are not going to agree with this, but don't get the vaccine. You can't go to the supermarket. Don't have the vaccine. You don't show it. Can't go to the ball game. Don't have the vaccine. Can't go to work. You don't have a vaccine. Can't come here. No shirt, no shoes, no service. That's where I think we should be right now, because we continue to waste our breath on people who are just not going to change. They're, you know, the circular logic. They just keep going back and saying, well, it's my freedom. It's whatever. I'm free.
Wait.
Hello. Hello.
Right now. So stupid. God, man, I wish I could watch that retraction tonight. Well, CDC, you know, last night I was saying, you know, if you're not vaccinated, you can't go to grocery stores because you are going to be spreading it to everybody else. But now the CDC said that people that were vaccinated have as much viral load as the unvaccinated. So now nobody should go. Nobody should go to the grocery stores. Nobody should go anywhere anymore. Maybe he'll say that, right? Maybe he'll just say, I'm just not going to exist. I'm not going to go to the grocery stores because now, because he had the jab and he's better than everybody else. You not understand the hypocrisy of what's going on? This is why it's not about anti-vax or anything else that everybody always tries to say. It's not about any of that. What it is, it's about waiting for science, right? Just allowing science to run its course, allowing the FDA the chance to actually run tests, allow these companies to run tests. The only one that's benefiting from these vaccines, truthfully, right now, are the pharmacies. Are the pharmaceutical companies that are developing these. Nobody else is. Look at what's going down in other countries. France is locking everything down. You know, all these other countries are already doing tests well ahead of where we are that are saying, hey, listen, all this shit about the vaccine isn't true. And the United States population is just like, or the United States media is like, oh, we can't talk about what the tests that Israel is doing. We can't talk about the tests that are coming out of England right now or Germany. We can't pay attention to any of those studies because, well, they're not the studies here. And it breaks the narrative of what we're trying to impress on everybody. It's insane, boys and girls. It's insane. But hey, I knew it. I said it. I told you it was going to be this way. And you guys know it as well. Here's the clip that I was, or the little bit, I put this on Twitter earlier. Now this is confirmed because now NBC News citing they named him later. That was CDC Director Rochelle Walensky. If those vaccinated individuals who do become infected with COVID have just as much viral load as the unvaccinated. Here's the thing. I would love to actually see those tests. I am not, you know, I did a little bit of microbiology. I got family that are in the genome sciences community. I would love to have a look at some of those tests and to see if those that have been vaccinated and become infected, if they are not more contagious than the unvaccinated, right? Because how does that work? If you say you have the same viral load as the unvaccinated, but you've already been vaccinated, that doesn't make any sense because that would, if you catch it, it would just go on top of whatever's floating around in your body, that weird chemical serum that's going around in your body, right? It's insane, dude. It's insane. Think about everybody in the past 2 weeks. It's been Sean Hannity, all these fucking sellouts that are telling you your body doesn't matter. It's not your choice anymore. It's the government's. Follow blindly. Right? Everyone. And here's the thing. That the rest of that clip where Don Lemon and Kumo were going back and forth, they talk about how Trump never did this. Trump at his rally the other day, you wouldn't know because mainstream media doesn't cover it and Twitter blocked him and all social media has him kicked off. Trump at his rally said he encouraged everyone to get vaccinated, but he wants you to have the choice to get vaccinated. That's what Donald Trump said at his rally at Turning Point. That's what he said. He said everyone should get vaccinated, but the choice is yours. That's not what Don Lemon or Joe Biden or anybody. Joe Biden, you know, if you don't want to get vaccinated, the choice is yours, but you're not that smart. Now, Joe Biden is apparently weighing on the decision to require all federal employees to get the vax. The VA is the first one to say all Title 38 healthcare providers are now required to get the vaccination. New York City has required all city employees to get the vaccination. Savannah, Georgia has required masks again. State of California required all state employees to get the vaccination. Does that change now that the CDC said that if you're vaccinated, you may be a super spreader? Does that change it? I mean, literally, what do they say now? What is the incentive to get vaccinated? It may save you in the long run, but to be honest, the more time that we have, the more time that passes, the lower the death rate anyway. Especially with the whole CDC guidance and how they're accounting for everything now and the things that they are calling as qualifiers or not. Now it's different. Now it's because in April, they decided that they were going to actually try to report, you know, real things. Not really. Still fake things, but they took away some of the things to some of the qualifiers. That's why, what is it? The average person who dies from COVID right now, whether you're vaccinated or not, has 2.4 comorbidities. Two other things, 2.4 other things that would have killed them. CDC, those are facts. You can look it up. It's real. But for some reason, our government right now is just pushing this weird vaccine. And for what? The only people that are profiting off it are maybe politicians that invested in those companies, the company owners themselves. Hell, they're not even made here. The majority of the vaccines are made overseas anyway. Pfizer has plants and they can't even do the QA and all that shit here. I don't know. I don't know whether the majority of the vaccines are made here. I know a lot of the science is done overseas. A lot of the lab tests and all that stuff are done overseas. They may manufacture them here. I know in Georgia, or not Georgia, Maryland, they had the Glen Burnie. What was it? MedImmune or something like that, where their labs kept testing positive, or been testing bad. I don't remember what it was. But I told you. I said it. Again, the choice to get vaccinated is still yours. But honestly say, maybe now the unvaccinated should be telling the vaccinated to get the fuck away from them. I mean, based on new CDC guidance, it turns out that the vaccinated people may have a higher susceptibility to giving you COVID. So maybe you should be like, if you're vaccinated, you should probably stay away. Right? I don't know. Very weird stuff. Very weird stuff. Anyway, I think that's it, man. And ladies, the two of you that are watching, just kidding, there's a lot more than two. But I appreciate all you guys for watching. I really do. And if you guys want to support this and allow me to continue doing this all the time and hiring other people to help write good stories, you know, just like April is always writing, Billy's always writing, I want to hire more and cover more news. You know, unfortunately, I can't write if I'm doing all these other live streams and all this other stuff during the day. And I want to be able to go out. Like if we weren't covering this bullshit, you know, hearing today, I would have been in DC covering those press conferences. I'm close now. That's one of the reasons why we moved here. If you guys want to support it, please, please, please. CitizenStringer.com/support. We have all the links there. I talked to someone earlier today from Chicago area. And I'm not going to say your name on the air. You said that you wanted support with the Indiegogo. You can go to where Indiegogo it's closed, but you can go to citizenstringer.com/support and pay anyway. There's credit cards there. You could do Cash App, Venmo, Zelle, PayPal. There's all different ways for you to do it. You know, and I need it. This is how we can keep doing it, paying everybody, keeping the lights on here. So please do it. And also sign up for our app. www.ptnn.tv. I will be live tomorrow. It is Wednesday. If there's congressional hearings or something during the day, I'll do it. River House said you always beg for money, Steve. It's not begging for money. It's I run a business, dumb shit. Do you understand that? This is a business. You know how today I had to do my annual report in Florida. It cost me $550. I bought a new wireless thing for my camera. So when I go cover the COVID protest thing on Sunday, I'm able to be wireless and be more mobile, right? You know, the website, we had to pay $5,000 for that app last week. Shit costs money. So if you don't like it, Riverhouse 69, fuck off. Excuse my language. I apologize. Now I should censor myself. I apologize. But I hate it when people say that. Hate it. This is what I do for a living. And it's not only this. I have to pay for other people's livings through this. But please don't do that, man. I work my ass off for this, and I hate it when people say that. April, if you're on Twitch, go ahead and get rid of that shithead. All right. Anyway, I appreciate all you guys for watching. I apologize for saying the F-bomb right there. That I do apologize for. I don't apologize for any other F-bombs ever, but I apologize for that one because that was just anger, and I don't do that much. I do it a lot, actually. but I just feel like it was out of place, and I apologize for all that. All right? Anyway, I'll see you guys tomorrow. Yeah. Thank you, everyone who does support it. Thank you, everyone who doesn't. And all you, you know, lefties watching on Twitter or Twitch. Hope you like the show. See you later, bye.